With COVID numbers on the rise again, many faith leaders are contemplating how to best approach the Christmas season. Hear the results of a recent Barna Group study after a short message from our sponsors.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Not only do the holidays represent some of the biggest Christmas celebrations on the church calendar, but 'tis the season for inviting neighbors to our faith communities. With the spike in COVID cases, many Christian leaders started to wonder how their usual spike in attendance will be impacted. Barna Group, a research firm specializing in the intersection of faith and culture in America, recently released a study about how faith leaders are anticipating the pandemic will affect their holiday services. The study covered a range of potential scenarios, from how an online church service invitation could be received, to newcomers' experiences when they do participate in a worship service for the first time, whether online or in person. The study showed 6 in 10 churched Christians hope that, even post-COVID-19, churches will keep using digital means of gathering people. Results also showed that inviting friends to an in-person service is still preferable, even during this COVID season. Nearly two-thirds of churched Christians, 64%, say they're open to inviting someone to attend an in-person service. In contrast, 4 in 10 say they're open to inviting someone to join them for an online church service. So, while you're preparing your heart for Advent and beyond, consider these telling points from Barna. About half of all unchurched adults, 52%, including three-quarters of those who are non-Christians, 73%, would not be interested in any invitation to any church or faith environment. But don't get lost in the seemingly depressing statistics. The Barna study also showed 6 in 10 churched adults, 61%, have been extending the same number of church invitations, digital or otherwise, as they did before the pandemic. Regardless of what our services look like this year, continue inviting people to experience the life-changing knowledge of Jesus' birth this holiday season. For more stories like this one, visit charismanews.com and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.